Most of the attention in recent sessions has been around comments from Donald Trump that the U.S. has a big currency problem and that the stronger U.S. dollar is hurting the U.S. when it comes to competition with other trading partners. The fact that Trump odds for the presidency have gone up since this past weekend and he is favored to be in the White House has really given the market something to consider more seriously with respect to future policy. The dollar has perhaps also taken hit on China trade fears after the Biden administration said it was considering imposing severe restrictions on chip makers and China continued receiving access to advanced semiconductor technology. And so no surprise to see the U.S. dollar selling off and overextended U.S. equities finally succumbing to some downside pressure from some of this uncertainty. For the moment, Japanese officials will probably welcome the Trump comments as it takes pressure off of them to be needing to intervene in what has been an excessively weak yen. We've also seen an impressive run in the pound, which has found added demand on the back of the recent run of sticky U.K. inflation data. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar come from UK employment, Eurozone construction output, the ECB policy decision, US initial jobless claims, the Philly Fed, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.